For the region around Norfolk, Virginia, climate change has led to some of the highest sea level rises in the country. This has economic and national security implications since the area is home to a giant U.S. Navy base. Government, business, and community interests want to try to stem the damage. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
From the water's edge, the naval base spans the whole horizon. Aircraft carriers, supply centers, barracks, admirals' homes fill a vast low-lying expanse.
How much of this naval base is actually vulnerable to flooding?
Majority of it, if not all of it, because it's so low and it's flat.
Ray Toll is a retired naval oceanographer. Various studies predict sea levels in this area will rise between 3.5 to more than 5 feet by the end of the century. Toll, working through Old Dominion University, is helping coordinate between the federal and local governments and area businesses. The group will devise a plan for dealing with the rising tides and estimate its potential cost. Toll says a regional approach is necessary because it's not just the military that's affected.
That goes all the way down to some of the small shops that are right on the water because everybody lives here.
We've flooded in the past 5 years 3 times. And basically, it's like we move for a day or two. That's all you can do.
That's the sanguine David DiPaolo, owner of O'Sullivan's Wharf, a restaurant 3 miles from the naval base backing right up to the water, where locals bring their catch to be fried. DiPaolo says between lost business and food, damage and cleanup, each time it costs between $5,000 and $10,000. But he says his current storm prep system works, and he vows to stay put.
I don't believe in the rising sea levels. I think it's all a bunch of hype. The fact of the matter is we live on a living, breathing planet. And I think it's just part of the planet's cycle.
Rising waters are part of the everyday cycle, too.
Here in downtown Norfolk, at high tide, the water is just inches from cresting over the barrier and into the streets. Water routinely does that, and so there's debris on the sidewalks, and it smells a little musty.
Residents here navigate alternate routes during flooding, which happens more frequently. Norfolk's water levels are up 1.5 feet since the 1920s, a fact that seems to alarm outsiders more than natives. The Page House Inn in downtown Norfolk is a bed and breakfast just 200 feet from the tidal Hague River. About a quarter of its guests are connected to the Navy.
All the front of the house, all the window casings, and everything in there are all original.
Debbie Wilborn is the 115-year-old inn's proud owner. From a sun porch, she points toward a bed of shrubs 20 feet from the house.
The water will come up and flood this parking lot over here.
Just right next door?
It's just right next door, yeah. But I don't ever worry because I haven't seen it get that powerful where it would come up into our driveway over here on this side of the house.
Outside of paying flood insurance, she isn't planning for sea level rise. Water, Wilborn says, won't chase her out of the place.
If someone told me to evacuate and go, I'm like, no, I'm staying right here. She's been here 115 years. I'm staying. I'm not going anywhere.
Around the area, construction crews raise homes several feet off the ground for fees well into the six figures. Michelle Duffy is considering moving to Norfolk and is studying the housing market. She says some waterfront properties here are selling for less than they did 30 years ago. She avoided the flood zones in Paducah, Kentucky when she bought a place there several years ago. And water is on her mind even more now.
If there is flooding, I really want to know where it is so that I can stay away. And with climate change, what is the area going to look like? And, you know, what are my investment opportunities?
Several miles away in Newport News, Bob Fallon has a huge job. The facilities director works for defense contractor Huntington Ingalls, which has sprawling shipbuilding facilities.
How long have you lived here?
Almost 35 years.
Have you seen the sea levels rise since then?
7 or 8 inches, probably.
Fallon says the company lifted the foundation for its air and power systems and is helping local utility companies protect the power source from floods. It's also replacing old docks and buildings.
We are building our new facilities higher off the ground. The equipment that's inside the facilities it's built higher off the ground. You know, the material itself is more water resistant.
So do you think that this is about resilience but not relocation?
Oh, absolutely. It's about designing for resiliency, adapting to it. For shipyards and businesses, it's not about relocation.
Decades from now, the company will be there, he says, just operating on higher ground. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.